On some street corners, you might notice bikes painted white and adorned with colorful notes and flowers. They are ghost bikes, the cycling community's equivalent of roadside shrines that dot highways. These bikes mark the spot where a cyclist was killed in traffic. From New York, Jordan Fletcher tells us how these memorials come to life.
It's a muggy summer afternoon in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and a dozen people are hard at work in a patio behind a local church. They're stripping old bicycles of their brakes, cables, and chains, and sanding and spray painting them white. But behind the lighthearted chatter, there's a more somber purpose to this gathering. They're building ghost bikes. Ryan Knuckle helped found New York City's ghost bike project back in 2005 after three cyclists died in a single month.
When a cyclist is killed, people feel close to that story because you know it could be you. It could be someone you know just as easily as it could be a stranger. So people look for a way to react and memorialize what happened. When we put up the first ghost bike, we said we hoped we'd never had to do it again, and then we did, just in the span of a few weeks. Here we are 7 years later, but I think everybody here sees things changing and wants to be a part of moving that forward.
If you've never seen a ghost bike before, keep a lookout. There are over 100 on street corners around New York, and they've popped up in dozens of cities in 26 countries around the world.
I'm sanding the bike down to take a lot of the finish off so they will hold the white paint.
Amanda Langworthy moved to the city 2.5 years ago with her best friend, Jasmine. A few months later, Jasmine was struck and killed while riding her bike at a busy intersection in Brooklyn.
Jasmine's funeral wasn't really very helpful for me, but we went to her bike and, like, covered it in glitter. Someone brought a stereo and played Jasmine's favorite music, and we had this little mini ceremony when we installed it.
Now Amanda's building a ghost bike for someone she's never even met, but her thoughts still linger on her friend. By late afternoon, 8 bikes have been transformed, representing 8 people who've died in New York streets.
I'm going to take it out to East New York on the subway.
Sally Ross and Matt Schock head out to install one. It's raining hard as we emerge from the subway on the far edge of Brooklyn and make our way towards the crash site.
My understanding is that it actually took place sort of towards the middle of the road next to that median.
Sully points in the direction of a 5-way intersection sandwiched in between 2 cemeteries.
The cyclist was sort of thrown off the bike and ended up in the road, and a car hit the cyclist and drove off.
Sully changed the ghost bike to a stop sign, and then he bolts a simple plaque above it that reads, "Cyclist killed here, rest in peace." He says he's done this maybe 20 times.
If it's upsetting to do this, it would be so much more upsetting to not do this. And I've witnessed crashes take place, and I can't do anything to bring that person back. But this is a thing I can do to honor the memory of that person. So yeah, it feels like not enough, but I'd rather do this than do nothing. That's it. Should put some flowers on it.
Sally and Matt weave yellow and orange carnations and daisies through the bare white spokes, and then they turn and head back towards the train. For NPR News, I'm Jordan Fletcher in Brooklyn.